Hi, this is The Greatest Story Ever Played. I'm Dan, and today I am going to be talking about missed messages. A description for this game is Goth GF's iPhone airdrops you. Accept or decline. A love slash horror story about life, death, and memes. A little background on this game is it was developed by Angela He, who is known for A New Life, which I covered on the podcast about six-ish months ago, something like that. As a, I guess, warning, this game is free, so I highly, highly recommend going and playing it before listening forward. It's free. Also, the game takes maybe a half an hour. It's pretty fast, so it wouldn't take a lot. It's free on Steam. You can just grab it. Also, a trigger warning comes with the game related to like self-harm and stuff like that. So as a warning for you, and you'll get that before you play the game if you do. So yeah, I guess all that to say, please go play it. Recommend it for sure if this is something you think you would want to check out. Now I will move on to the recap of what happened and my experience with it and so on. So the game begins and you're a, I think, college age girl, early college age girl, and you are at home trying to do work on your computer. While you're sitting there, you can kind of look around your room and see things about it. You see a door to your roommate, your dorm mate, and you make a comment about them. You see tea. You really like tea. You have a pride flag. You have, what else is there? Maybe like one or two other things. Maybe music or books. Books. There's books. You talk about how you like reading. So little things like that. Kind of set the stage for your character. And you're trying to work, but you're struggling, you know. It's one of those ones where you want to work, but work's just not coming. So you try to work, and you get a mysterious airdrop from Goth GF. And you can choose to accept or decline this message. I chose to accept it. And you end up chatting a little bit. You send some memes back and forth. It's, I don't know, reasonably fun. And GothDF says, hey, do you want to meet up tonight and hang out? And I decided to say, sure, why not? Let's do it. Before I leave for the night, though, my roommate May comes out and wishes me a happy birthday. Says, hey, happy birthday. And your character reflects that that was pretty cool that she remembered. That no one else remembered. You know, as you've gotten older, birthdays are kind of whatever. Haven't really worried about it much. But she remembered, and it was really nice. She's also asked some questions about, like, when you would come home and that kind of thing. And says that she loves you, cares about you as a friend, and I reciprocate, say that too, and head off. Get to meet Goth GF and find out her name is Amy. She is into makeup artists, like she wants to be like a makeup effects artist, it seems like, and it's pretty cool talking with her. She's pretty passionate about it. And her and your character really hit it off. They have a good time, make plans to meet up again. It's good. Good first meeting. You end up getting like blankets and laying on a rooftop and like talking, and you can look at the stars and stuff like that. It's nice. You come home, or on your way home, you turn your phone on and you see some missed messages from May. And it just says, like, hey, it's not your fault, that sort of thing. And they're like, okay. And you get home, and there's a note on May's door that says, don't come in. Call the police. They will know what to do. I love you, May. So you have the option of either going in the room or calling the police. I chose to trust May's word here and called the police. And the police come. May had killed herself. And your character describes kind of the experience of this, of feeling numb, feeling like an out-of-body experience, that it's like, you know, I could see myself screaming, but I also wasn't there. I could see the police officers doing something. I heard people talking, saying, did you hear what happened? Did you hear what happened? Her name was May. That kind of thing. It's pretty surreal to hear the character expresses. I was at the funeral, and that's when I hit. She's dead. She's in the ground. That's where we put her. So it's pretty heavy. And then a dream sequence happens. And you're walking, and you're in this blizzard. Snow's everywhere. You can't see. In the distance, you see a figure. You get closer, and you see that it's May, and you say, May, it's not safe here. Like, come with me. You don't want to be by yourself in the snow. Like, come with me. But May couldn't hear me, and she walked off alone in the snow. Game over. But you can go back. You play again. So I did a second playthrough. And the dream is what you wake up from. You wake up and you're like, I had this weird dream of you in the snow, of May in the snow. What was that? I don't understand. And so you have a chance to do differently. So when I got up in my second playthrough, I decided to ignore the airdrop from Goth GF. I figured I'll check on May this playthrough. And so what I did is I couldn't like click her door and get her to talk right away. So I just worked for a while and then was ultimately able to go to May's door and get convince her to take a break and say, hey, you know, we've both been working a lot today. Let's take a break. Let's hang out. And so you and her lie together on your bed and chat. And as you're talking, she shares that she's sad. She shares that, like, she was really into writing. And her parents are like, oh, that's not a career. You can't make money in that. You need to be a doctor or a lawyer, like that kind of thing. So she's feeling a lot of pressure from her family to achieve in a certain way career-wise. And so she's, I think, feeling pretty trapped. And so you get to ask her about that. And in this time, I just encouraged that I cared for her as a friend, that, you know, you matter to me. And there's some bonding that goes on, which is cool. And I thought, okay, this is pretty positive, you know, maybe made some grounds. Later that night, though, you try to go to the bathroom, and you find May in the bathroom with some scissors and see that she'd been cutting. And you can be there for her. So what I did is, like, May's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, she's taken aback and flustered. And what I just did was, like, can I give you a hug? And so, like, do that and try to console her. Like, I'm here with you. What's wrong? Like, tell me about what's going on. And you listen. And you stay up talking with her. And then you get sort of a fast forward of you were there for May. And a comment in here that really stood out to me that I really liked was that I drove her to every therapist in town until she could find one that she liked. I did this so she could get the help she needs and also so that she doesn't become codependent on me. That her and I can have this friendship where we support each other, but she's also getting this professional help, that I'm not the only one there. And I thought that was really cool and really appreciated that Angela put this in her game of a character doing this. Because, of course, you want to help someone, but, you know, a professional is better than you, but you also have your role, but you can't be the substitute for a professional, even in being a good friend. Like, the professional really needs to be there. And I thought that was really cool. I really liked that and thought that was great in the game. You have that, and then it fast forwards a little more, and it says, out of the blue one day, May hugged me from behind and says, thank you so much for caring for me. I really appreciate you. Before, when I was really sad, I wasn't able to say it, but thank you. And, you know, just respond like, yeah, we're friends. Like, I care about you kind of thing. And then May gives you a note, and it's this little poem about being lost in the snow. That she felt lost. I was in the snow, but then you found me, and then we were able to like get out of the snow together, kind of thing. Which was cool. I really like this as a bookend. So those were my two playthroughs, and what they look like. It turns out there are four endings in total. One of them is pretty similar to the first ending. So in the first ending, you come and find that May had killed herself, and instead of calling the police, you can go inside the room, and you know, it's basically the same. You see that she's dead. It's not gory necessarily, but it is sad. She hung herself. That was pretty sad. I watched that one on YouTube. And then the other ending you can have is similar-ish to my second playthrough. So you and May talk, and it's good, but she ends up moving out after you talk. So you don't bond as much, but she decides to move out, and the game ends with you texting her and saying, you know, you text her and you're like, hey, how are you doing? And then you comment to yourself, I hope she's okay. Which is also sad, but ambiguous, which I kind of like as an ending, but obviously my preferred ending is the one where you're the good friend and you really help her. That's definitely the best ending in my opinion, but I think that these other endings are good for showing how this could go. So that is the game. So I guess moving to some general thoughts about this. One thing is I really love the music and art in this game. The music has kind of like some lo-fi going on in the background. It's nice. The art looks really good. This is just a very good visual novel. Yeah, it's really on point. I think the writing is really good in it too. I thought couple moments that were especially good is when you meet up with Amy and you talk. You get some really good bonding going on, and there's a part where after you've like asked the questions you can ask, you can do like stare at the sky together, and it comments, we talked about everything and we talked about nothing. Sort of this just feeling of like immediate love almost, or whatever, like that initial love kind of feeling when you first meet someone and you know, the world goes by and you're just totally in. It describes kind of that. And I think that's on point. You know, that's a really great moment. I think that when you talk through things with May, I think that's really good. Seeing her just be able to be opened up, that she's been closed off and really beaten down by a lot of this. Hearing her open up about that, I thought that was a really great thing. I think the blizzard scene is very good. Really, really like this. Very well done, on point. Big fan of it. So that's one thing. Another thing I really like about this game is it very much so encourages multiple playthroughs. So I was thinking about games that I've played that have multiple playthroughs. I've done a lot of them, you know, like from your Telltale game to A Life is Strange to A Detroit Become Human, even like things like Emily is Away. All of these have multiple playthroughs. But they don't necessarily all encourage multiple playthroughs in the same way as this game does, the same way Missed Messages does, or actually A New Life does either. So Angela, he really has something down here, because the next playthrough is really part of it. So, you know, that dream encouraged me to, I should play again and see what I can do. As opposed to, like, a Telltale game, there's two choices. I can follow one path or I can follow the other, but, you know, a lot of it's more similar than different. This one, instead, it's different and it's even self-referential, right? There's the, oh, I had this dream, and it kind of disturbed me into my next playthrough. Really cool, really well done. I know that, you know, that comparison isn't perfect because, you know, this is a short 30-minute game as opposed to, you know, a 10-hour game. Obviously, a 10-hour game can't branch in a million directions and, you know, maintain having a good story that makes any sense. But I think that's very well done in this, and I really, really like it. On point. My next thought is a little more broad, but similar to A New Life. This game also comments this is inspired by real life. And I think I commented the same way when I played A New Life, but the real pain in this hurts. Like, just the harm that people go through, that it's real things. And that Angela presumably knows someone who has gone through something like this is challenging. That's really something. Is that real pain, the real pain that hurts, and that it's in there, and it really creates it's really authentic. I think what's great about her games is that they're very real. That there's real people, real issues, real things. It's relatable, even when you haven't gone through this. Like, I don't relate to these characters at all. My life is pretty different, any of those things, but the realness of it is relatable, you know, and understandable almost, or whatever. So, really cool. And, I don't know, appreciate that she's making games in this arena. And my last comment is that Angela, he's fantastic. She's just great. These two games are both phenomenal. I think that they really are an important part of, like, the visual novel genre, or emotional games are really, like, just games people should play, straight up. Like, great for intros, great for... they're good. They seem like they should be almost homework assignments for some class that would be really good. Like, they're really great. But she's fantastic. I'm really impressed with these games, and if she wants to, like, work at a major studio or something like that, like, someone needs to hire her. Like, she is clearly good at what she does. And I think that she would bring a lot of value to anything she does, and for gaming in itself. Straight up, anything she releases, I'm going to play. These two games have set such a high bar for me of, like, quality real stories, and it's cool. It's a really helpful place, I think, in games and in stories and in telling human stories in a real way. I don't know. It's a cool way to use the medium, and I'm glad I've gotten to be a part of these stories. And, you know, even with them being sad or hard, but also that there's really good parts in them. And, I mean, I think that's really reflective of life in general. But, huge fan of this game. Even if you didn't play it before this, I really recommend going and playing. Experience the writing, experience these things. It's free on Steam. I think you can download it off itch.io also. So, like, please go play this. That is all I've got about Missed Messages. If you'd like to talk more about it, please hit me up. I would love to talk about it. Again, wonderful, wonderful game. But yeah, you can get in contact with me a couple ways. If you'd like to chat on Twitter, my Twitter is @storyeverpod. Our website is thegreateststoryeverplayed.com. That has a backlog of all of our episodes that we've done, including A New Life and a whole bunch of other ones. Also, you can find us on wherever you get your podcast, and that'll be there too. If you'd like to support the podcast financially, you can do that at patreon.com/thegreateststoryeverplayed. For as little as $1 per month, that will give you access to monthly bonus episodes we do that are topical in nature. So pretty recently we did one on The Mandalorian Season 1. We've done ones about like our favorite video game characters, our favorite Pokemon, you know, all that sort of stuff. So if that interests you, check that out. If you'd like to support the podcast in a way that's not financial, a review would really go far. I think Apple Podcast and Podchaser are two kind of the main places to leave reviews. If you'd like to do that, we'd super appreciate it. Just being able to get our podcast in front of more people's ears and get to enjoy these kinds of games together is really cool, and it would be great to add more friends to the group or whatever doing that. So if you'd like to do that, we'd super appreciate it. And yeah.